Good afternoon, I'm Kate Manahan. Thank you for joining me for the 210th edition of New Mainers Speak. This is a weekly half-hour program where you can hear firsthand about the lives of some of Maine's immigrants. During the show, we visit with individuals regarding their life stories and enduring hopes as New Mainers. Today, my guest is Jumana Ahanfi. When you hear her speak, you might think she arrived in Maine as a young child, but in fact, she and her family left Baghdad, Iraq only 2 years and 5 months ago, and they now live in South Portland. She's attended adult education, completed an associate's degree in liberal studies with an emphasis on science, and is now enrolled at the University of New England with her eyes on a professional career as a dentist. Thank you for joining me today, Jumana.
Thank you.
So I'd love to start with growing up in Baghdad. Today might feel a little bit like Baghdad. It's so hot. But you were the middle of three girls raised in the city. I wondered if you could tell us what life was like there for you and your family as a girl.
So it actually was good. My family was very supportive. They always have been. So the city is like very different than what people think here. It's like a lot of shopping centers and a lot of restaurants. They stay open until 3 o'clock in the morning, and it's very, very busy, like at 12 o'clock in the morning. And it was fun there. Some parts were really not safe, but the city was safe, and it was good living there actually.
Do you know how many million people live in?
Not sure.
Iraq? Yeah, I'm Baghdad. Yeah, but it's a big city.
Yes.
Do you generally stay in your quarter of the city, kind of thing? You don't really travel across the city much, or do people move around a lot?
You know, in the summertime, people travel to the north of the country because it's like a lot cooler than this city, and they have a lot of like. They have like a lot of they don't have beach, it's like, I'm not sure, they have a lot of
like lake shores.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes,
beautiful pictures of northern Iraq.
Yeah.
Yes,
they have mountains too.
Yeah, so the temperatures must not be quite 120 like they are in Baghdad in the heat of the summer.
Probably 100. So it's close enough.
Yeah. Does this remind you of home, this our 90 something degree weather here?
I don't think so, because it was much hotter there.
You have a dry heat, right?
Yes.
And so it's not as humid, but it's hotter there.
Yes, definitely.
And you said it was hot from April through August or something like that.
Yes.
That's wicked.
It's very hot.
Do you ever miss it?
Not the heat, that's for sure.
No. What do you miss about your life in Baghdad?
So I miss... my family, my big family who are there, my friends, my memories.
Yeah, memories are triggered by all kinds of things,
mm-hmm.
by food and smells and music. Yeah, do you have any foods that you miss that were easy to get there and harder to find here?
Actually, I still eat the same food because my mom cooks it all the time at home.
Yay, mom!
Yep. And we get all like kind of the same food from the Arab stores around here in Portland.
Yeah, and I was just hearing you have a new favorite restaurant. You want to tell us about that?
Yeah, it's do you want the name of it? It's Shawarma Kebab. It's really, really good.
Yeah, it's on Forest Avenue.
Yep.
In the old Little Mogadishu.
Yep.
Great. So really at the crossroads there.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to try it. I love insider tips. Yeah, what do you like to get there?
I like their falafel and their kebab. Well, I used to, because now vegetarian.
Yes.
So I don't really eat that because it has a lot of meat.
Yeah, right. So is that an American thing to be vegetarian? Are there many Iraqis in Iraq that are vegetarian?
Not really, but like I would say a few people are.
Yeah.
But not a lot.
Okay. Well, that's awesome. I'm glad to know about a new restaurant, and we'll try a little flavors of the Middle East.
Yep.
Are you surprised to find out what people think about Iraq when you meet them here? You know, and how informed or uninformed the average American is about Iraq?
It's actually not only Americans, even like my friends, like, from different countries, they all think the same thing, that it's not safe there and it's a lot of bombs everywhere, because that's what the media shows, but it's actually not. There are a lot, but in like different parts, and it's not really every day, like every hour thing. It's like sometimes, and it's good there in some parts, and as I mentioned before, it's like shopping centers and restaurants until 4 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I've always thought it's funny. Some people say, oh, there's nothing to do here. And I think, well, what is it you do? But when people are used to staying out till 3 in the morning,
yep,
it must seem like they roll up the sidewalks at dark here. Does everybody go out, even with little kids?
Yes, it's mostly families and like, yeah. A lot of people go out.
Yeah. So it sounds like your family is very open-minded and expects you to do what's just right for you, and then they'll just support you on that, even being a vegetarian at some level.
Yep.
I know family is very important to you, and that 4 of 5 of you are studying right now to prepare yourselves for your careers in this country. Mm-hmm. What makes your family so adaptable and successful, do you think?
So, I have always thought that my family, they have like very different thoughts, and like, so, even like when we moved here, it wasn't really very hard for me to adopt because of like, I didn't really have different thoughts when I lived there. I've always had like kind of American like, way of thinking, even when I was like in Iraq. Not like very much American, but
Westernized.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So then your family is all like that, and so the transition was easier for your family,
yes.
You think?
Yep.
Yeah.
It was very easy.
I'm glad to hear that.
Thank you.
What did you find was easy here, and what was hard? Were there any surprises for you, things that were particularly difficult?
I think everything was very easy. Not really.
Yeah, it was an easy transition.
Yeah, it was very, very easy.
Which is how you just started out running. It's just amazing to me, with such a little amount of time here, how much you've accomplished. You have excellent English skills. That's a language you began to study at age 9 in Iraq, right? Mm-hmm. So that surely helped you access your education here. Can you tell us about how you've approached college since you arrived? You had graduated high school in Baghdad, and you came here, and what was your path like?
So when we first came here, it was January, and like school already started like at SMCC, so I didn't want to stay like at home for the next semester, so I went to adult education in Portland just to meet people and practice my English. And then
were they surprised at your level of English at arrival?
Oh yes, the teacher there, like, she asked me to write an essay, and I like wrote a full page. And she was like, oh, wow, that's great. And yeah, and it was level 5, which is the last level before the 100. And then I So through, I heard that SMCC had like a free semester or summer classes for ESOL. David Zahn was the teacher of it, so I applied for that. And it also had like intermediate level and advanced level. It went straight to the advanced level, so that made it a lot easier for the fall semester. Then I started in the fall.
And then you started in the fall. So yeah. Did you do 2 years at SMCC?
I did, yes.
Mm-hmm. And what was that like for you?
So I actually thought it would be a lot harder, but it wasn't really a lot. It wasn't really hard. And I think it's very, very good start. It's very, very good for me to start in Maine, because people here are very, very kind, and I didn't feel that I was strange. Like, we always feel that we're home, and like even teachers, students, professors, every single person was like very supportive, and I got a lot of opportunities through SMCC.
Yeah, you even got to go on a learning expedition up in northern Maine, didn't you?
Yes, it was a short course in Bar Harbor. It was a genetic short course.
What did you do up there?
So I worked with fruit flies. We dissected them.
That's tiny work.
Yep. It was under a microscope.
What do we know about dissecting fruit flies? What can you tell us about the insides of fruit flies?
So, they actually, you would think that it's like just like a tiny, teeny thing, but under a microscope, they have a lot of details, and they have like, their eyes are just like amazing, and their wings and it's just like awesome how tiny they are, but they have a lot of details.
Amazing little machines.
Yep.
How do you feel about fruit flies in your kitchen?
So actually, ever since, I just look at fruit flies differently, because you would never think that they are like that great in terms of their physical appearance.
I like that. They are small, but they are mighty.
Yep.
That's awesome. So after nearly wrapping up at SMCC, you applied to a number of universities, is it?
So I actually applied for, universities, and I got a lot of help applying for universities and applying for scholarships. And Liz Harvey, she helped me a lot with the essays. And, I always ask her, like, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? Like, even in my, like, real life.
I love that you don't have to do it all alone. It's a terribly complicated process. You need navigators like Liz Harvey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's great.
And writing is just like so complicated, like
in English.
Yep, yeah. In English.
So you're off to UNE in the fall.
Yes, I actually I have an internship at UNE this summer, and it was through SMCC too. And I'm working with zebrafish this time.
You're working a little bit larger creature.
Well, they were like using microscope for a zebrafish. I was like, no, I dissected fruit flies. That shouldn't be that hard. I don't need a microscope for a zebrafish.
Oh, I'm glad you have good vision then. They need young people to dissect zebrafish.
Yep.
That's cool. I love that you've jumped in. So you're doing an internship this summer?
Yes.
Yeah. Before you even start doing your research.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Thank you.
If you're just joining this conversation, welcome. You're listening to New Mainers Speak. I'm Kate Manahan, and my guest today is Jumana Alhanfi. She arrived in Maine just about 2.5 years ago. She's attended adult education, graduated from Southern Maine Community College with a focus on science, and is now enrolled at UNE for the fall. You're starting your classes in Biddeford at UNE, and I wondered if you could tell us a little bit more about what you want to do with your degree when you're done. What's your major, and what do you want to do with that?
So my major is medical biology, pre-dental track, and I'm hoping to finish my 2 years at UNE, and probably take a semester off and apply for grad school, dental school.
Yeah.
Yep.
And why dental work?
Because, I have like a dentist in my family, and I'm like, when I was young, we had like the tools for like the, that dentists use.
Oh, you, did you play with the tools at
home? I did. Yep. And it was so fun. So I'm like, and even like in high school, and I always like told my friends that I want to be a dentist, and
well, you clearly like working on very small things. This could
I do.
Be a perfect fit for you.
I do.
I love that you played with the tools growing yep. up. How empowering is that? Maybe we should give more children, at least more children in Maine, dental tools to play with since we're kind of lacking in dentists.
Yeah.
And you're so driven to just keep working toward these things.
Mm-hmm.
You're no stranger to work. You have been working nearly since you arrived. You got a job at CVS.
Yes.
Tell me about what you do there and how that is for you.
So I've been here in the country for 2 years and 5 months, and I've been working at CVS for 2 years. So when I first applied there, I like wasn't sure if I was going to do it or I'm going to get like the job or anything, but I applied for the job, and as I mentioned before, like Maine people are like very, very kind, and so I talked to the manager and got the job, and then I was like, okay, I'm gonna spend a year here and just move on with my life. And but I've been there for 2 years now. It's like, I think it's hard to find like a manager that works with your schedule and with your school, because I'm a full-time student, and he was able to work with my school schedule. I always like, we're like, they're my CVS family, like, and they attended my graduation, and it was like very nice of them.
That's really cool. Mm-hmm. I like that. It really yeah. says how close they are to yep. you. They would come to your graduation.
Yep.
And what's your job with them?
So I'm a cashier now, but like we do a lot of stuff like at work. It's not just like handling cash, and that we will do a lot of different stuff at like on the sales floor.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So I'm happy you like your work. So you're working and going to school full time.
Yep.
And you spend a lot of time with your family, which is important to you.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us more about your relationships with your family and what it's been like to go through this whole transition to the United States together?
Yeah. So I actually didn't realize how, like so until I moved to Biddeford, I've always lived with my family. So I've like never really been away from home. So, but when I moved to Biddeford, I'm like, I go home like every other day and be like, hey mom, let's hang out together. And we go like have lunch, have dinner, even like sometimes I like come all the way from Biddeford here just to eat ice cream with my family.
Nice.
Yeah.
Staying connected.
Mm-hmm.
And your eldest sister has left the area for school.
She's actually starting in January at Smith College.
Oh, so she's still around. So when you yes. get together, it's the whole family having ice cream.
Yep.
What's the favorite family flavor?
We never have like same flavor. I love chocolate, and my mom doesn't like chocolate. She loves vanilla.
Little yin and yang family.
Yep.
Where do you go for ice cream?
I go to Gelato Fiasco, and now I go to Red's Ice Cream yeah. in South Portland.
The local South Portland yeah. place. That's great. I can picture your family all going out together. That's sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how do you manage it all? You have big dreams. You have work. You have school. You have family. You have friends. I think you must lead a very full life. What's your secret?
I actually, you know, I just feel comfortable here. I like my life, like, very much. I love it. And I just, like, think I'm, like, very lucky to be able to live my life here, go to school. And I'm just, like, very thankful. And thanks, actually. Like, Maine is, like, I think it's a very, very, very good start for me, like, in Maine. I just love Maine. It's, like, gorgeous, amazing.
Yeah,
people.
You said you had two favorite places in Maine.
Yes. So, I like Cape Elizabeth and Bar Harbor. I always go to Cape Elizabeth by the lighthouse or the two light. I think it's Two Lights State Park. It's just, like,
it's exquisitely beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes when I have, like, I'm very stressed from school, I just, like, even if it's, like, 10 o'clock at night, I go to, it's in Cape, I'm not sure if it's the same as, like, Two Lights Park, but it's where there's a lot of rocks, and you just, like, watch the ocean and the moon. I'm like, okay, I'm very relaxed now.
Yeah, it's really grounding.
Yep.
That's beautiful. So you've said a couple times that Mainers are really, really nice and welcoming. I wonder what your thoughts are about why. Why do you think Mainers are like that? How is this different from, you know, your experience of people in Iraq?
Actually, it's not like people in Iraq are, like, nice too, but here, since I'm, like, an immigrant and not really a Mainer, I would think that I wouldn't be welcomed or anything, but that was completely, like, different than what I thought. Because, like, even, like, sometimes when I, like, speak some or say something wrong or anything, I'm like, no one, like, judges me. I'd be like, hey, you said this wrong, or, you know, like, they know that it's not my language. I think it's very supportive and nice.
Well, I'm delighted to hear that you're so happy here.
Thank you.
And that you've been so warmly received. And I know you're an immigrant, but I also think you're a real Mainer.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That makes me happy because I love Maine.
Well, good. I hope you'll stay. And I hope you'll become a dentist and change the oral health of all Mainers. Yeah. So what do you do about friends in America? How do you make new friends when you're new to a community?
So, I'm not really, outgoing. I'm, like, shy.
Really?
I used to be, like, very much shy, but it's better now. It's hard to me to make some friends sometimes, but I do have a lot of friends now. And it's just, like, taking classes together and talking to my classmates and hanging out, like, studying at school. I think that's how I made my friends.
And do you find that your friend group tends to be native Maine-born? Or do you gravitate to other immigrants or just Iraqis?
I have, like, a lot of... some of them are Africans, some of them are Mainers, some of them are from different states. I don't really have, like, just one people that I hang out with all the time. And I don't think I would ever want to do that. I always, like, love to have, like...
an eclectic group.
Yep.
That's beautiful. I bet you learn a lot from each other.
We do, yes.
Yeah, you told me earlier that they laugh at your French. The Africans laugh at your Parisian French.
Yes, they do. But... I mean, I just, like, have fun speaking French with them, even though my accent is different than their French, but it's always fun.
I bet they enjoy it, too.
Yep.
A nice break from English all the time.
Yep.
Yes. Do you have any other languages you want to learn?
I do want to. I'm just curious, like, about the Asian languages, but I think that's, like, very hard. But I think Spanish is my next move, like... that's what I want to do.
I think you must have a terrific ear for language, Jumana, because you have virtually no accent. And you've been here such a short time.
Thank you.
And I bet you could pick up Chinese overnight.
Actually, my dad was born in China. So my grandfather, he was like known, he was like famous in back in like the 20th century.
And famous for what?
So he wrote a lot of books. He has a lot of books in Arabic, and he spoke like 7 different languages, and he translated his books. So he used to travel like a lot, and so my dad was born in China, and like they spent 7 years there in Morocco and a lot of different countries.
Oh, this makes me think of Akil Mohaldin.
Yeah.
Are you related to him?
He's my uncle.
Oh, this is a very small town.
Yes.
My goodness. Well, so you have more than just your family here. You have other relatives.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah, so very cool. So your dad was born in China. So this doesn't seem so foreign. And I know from your uncle's story that he had translated an English dictionary a Chinese to Arabic dictionary. And it got lost when a boat sank. Is that right?
I'm not sure.
That's what I recall. I hope it's right. So, very interesting. Yes. Well, I bet 10 years from now, you will have your life looking shiny and American. You'll be a dentist and who knows what else. Do you have any other dreams for 10 years from now?
So, like, my top thing that I want to accomplish now is my school. So, as of now, it's like school. I'm not sure if I would have anything else to do.
It's hard to see around the corner.
Yep.
I bet good things. Jumana, you are a bright woman and a hard worker with a desire to serve others and live a healthy life at the same time. I wish you well at University of New England this fall, and thank you for being my guest today.
Thank you.
I'm Kate Manahan, closing today's program with a song that Jumana has selected for us. Can you just tell us a little bit why you chose the song? I love it. It's kind of unconventional.
Sure. So when it first came out, it was like when we moved here, and I would listen to this song every 10 minutes on the radio. So whenever I listen to this song, I just remember it brings back memories. I just remember all this snowy weather when I first got here, and yeah.
So this is Ed Sheeran's Shape of You. It's not necessarily your favorite, no. It just reminds you of when you arrived. I love that you chose this. Thank you, Jumana.
Thank you.
Isn't the best place to find a lover, so the bar is where I go. Mm-hmm. Me and my friends sat at the table doing shots, drinking fast, and then we talk slow. Mm-hmm. And you come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop it, and the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come on now, follow my lead. Mm-hmm. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. First day, mm-hmm. You and me are thrifty, so go all you can eat. Fill up your bag and I fill up the plate. Mm-hmm. We talk for hours and hours about the sweet and the sour and how your family's doing okay. Mm-hmm. And leaving, getting a taxi, kissing the backseat, tell the driver make the radio play. And I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much.
cup on my waist and put that body on me. I'm coming now, follow my lead. I'm coming now, follow my lead. Mm-hmm. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new.
Come on, come on, be my baby, come on, come on, be my baby.